you know where we are going, Thomas?
Khalid is walking Google Maps.
We are counting on me.
Yeah,
I can probably find it as
go
well.
Go to the Peter Sommer location.
You put it in, and I will. Just Peter?
Yeah, Peter Sommer.
I just love the idea of like making an interview as we walk. It's like the best.
Yeah, it's I've done it before. It's really fun.
You're the best. No, but you know, not many people are like going for it.
Why not? I already record, so that's okay, yeah?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we miss. So,
otherwise we miss. You're supposed to say when you start the recording.
Right.
That's the basics. Even though, you know, I do that as well, you know, when I say, okay, you know, you keep it recording a bit later. But then the reality is you still have to tell your interview either, you know, ethically,
yeah.
I mean, I'm
yes.
saying.
But that's what I just did.
Now you can.
Do you also are okay with it that I make a podcast out of it? It's called the Neil Morey Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil Morey Show, what does it mean?
New noise.
But that's your...
That's my website, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. That's
and then I
okay,
made a podcast.
I'm just not checking on
oh,
you.
Oh, you check.
I'm just checking on my itinerary if you're the right guy.
Yeah. I am the right guy.
Okay, Thomas, tell me.
Yes.
So, are you from Leuven?
No, I'm from Delft.
Ah, you're from Delft. You know,
yes.
I live in Amsterdam nowadays.
Ah,
I
really?
Mean, I don't really live anywhere or everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the time we have started the University of the Underground.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a tuition-free, transnational, cultural institution, but also educative structure. We started it in Amsterdam under a nightclub called the Marquantine in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then also in London. With another nightclub called Village Underground.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure we are going to speak about it a bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me first.
Now, we are at End in Leuven at the moment. And I'm walking with Nelly Benhayou to the venue where she's gonna give a presentation, like in 15 minutes. And Nelly, I wanted...
Live from the streets
yes.
of Leuven.
Yeah, live from the streets of Leuven. So, can you please introduce yourself briefly?
Yes, so I'm Dr. Nelly Benhayoun. I'm a designer of experiences. And I design experiences for you to become an astronaut in your living room, see volcano erupting on your lounge, while there is dark energy being produced in your kitchen sink, and sonic boom happening in your bathroom, basically. That's my specialty. And alongside that, I am also the designer of experiences at the SETI Institute, which is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence institute that was created by people like Carl Sagan, Jill Tarter, and others back in 1986. And as for, you know, goal to actually figure out whether or not we are alone in the universe. And so a lot of the work that we do at the SETI Institute involve what is called astrobiology, which is looking for form of life on other planets. That's one side of the research developed by the Carl Sagan Center. And then the other side of the research is that the scientists of the SETI Institute, because I'm not a scientist, I'm only a part of, you know, the communication department in a way. And then the other department that they have is, of course, looking for actual extraterrestrial signal.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I also work at WeTransfer, which is a free file transfer service.
That's why you live in Amsterdam right now.
No, because not because of that. Because actually, WeTransfer is now in the US as well.
Yeah.
But I've been working with them since 2013, so it's going to be now quite a while, 5 years. And I'm, you know, I was a also designer of experience and now chief of experiences. So actually, you know, supporting nowadays mainly the content and the, you know, I would say the kind of the long-term thinking of the platform and some of the ideas, you know, I would say, again, R&D element of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? I mean, there is a lot, you know, like I do multiple different, and of course, we run the university. I mean, I'm saying we because I also have a studio.
Yeah.
And it's quite a lot of us. We are like 8 in the studio, coming from all different backgrounds, you know, whether it comes from the music industry, the film industry, the philosophy, and so on. And we are all, activated by the same passion to actually design experience that can modify the status quo and modify the way that power structures are developed inside institutions, but also modify systems,
yeah,
the way that they are. And this is what we are doing with the University of the Underground, which is in a way in itself a new system that allow for students to be having, you know, to get scholarship and be able to actually study, to study in this program that is quite unique, which is basically again bridging together music, film, design, politics, and allow them to work directly inside institution and modify them through the use of events.
Right.
So we teach them how to do events. That's why we are based on a nightclub.
Yeah.
So they get to also use the nightclub upstairs. And it's in 2 years. It's a full-time master program.
Yeah.
But then we also have alongside that a cultural institution where we run events open to the public. If you go on the website, you can see as well all of the... And if you live in Amsterdam or in London, there is some events happening.
Right.
With and the University of the Underground.org.
And is it? Did I understand it well that it is free?
It's
paid by donation.
It's based on donation. So we are a charity, a registered charity. So people can donate to us, and I will invite all of your listeners to donate to the cause that we have, which is basically to figure. I mean, there is really two sides to the University of the Underground. First of all, is of course the fact that there is a lack of diversity, you know, in university nowadays, especially when it comes to leadership, where, you know, you see always the same sort of like demographics coming and studying specifically at the level of an MA or PhD, and then after that into, you know, the highest level of any form of institutions. So, you know, in order to modify that, we need to address it straight into the education level. Probably it is because the demographic that we want to see and into leadership is just not able to also afford this this curriculum. So, you know, we were trying to figure out a way that we could support this. So what we did is we created this registered charity. People can donate to it, and it can be, you know, philanthropy, but it can be also individual. We hope to tap into corporate responsibilities as well, basically, you know, because they get tax benefit too. And then that then goes in the form of scholarship to the students.
Right.
And then the program itself is developed always in collaboration with an academic partner. In this context here in Amsterdam, it's with the Sandberg Institute. Mm-hmm. And we have developed a master called the Master Design of Experience. 2 year program full time where the students learn, like I said, music, film, design, politics. And they work with institutions. So a typical example, this is a new build taking place right here on my right in Leuven. So for example, a typical example of that is like right now they are working with the Dutch National Opera and opera director Peter Sellars. Mm-hmm. And what they are doing is they are looking at post-colonialism, but also trauma and collective trauma, and how you can go and work with an institution and try to explain or kind of get the employee or the people from that institution, the community from that institution, to reflect on some of the trauma that are inherent to the story of their institution through the use of reenactment and operatic formats. That's one of the brief. Before that, they worked at the British Film Institute, British Council, and with a record label called Excel Recording in London on a project to do with the archive and the role of the archive and how and what would be the role of the creator in a post-truth context. Mm-hmm. So they work with this institution to actually define a new model or kind of get them to rethink in a way their plans with talking about the young generation. Here they are.
Yeah. There's walking a class. I think we just passed the school, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are you sure we are going in the right direction?
Yeah. The venue is already at the right. But what I wanted to ask you is why is designing an experience so important?
Well, because, you know, the work I'm doing actually has proven to have quite an impact on the way that this institution themselves and the people that work there actually reflect on some of the technologies they might be using or some of the reason why they are a part of this institution in the first place. And the work I'm doing is always involving this experience. And actually what you realize is that events and in general even bring together communities. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, and again, because you know, it means that you might be using, like for example, if you look at a project like the International Space Orchestra, here are NASA scientists performing all together music, but because you're playing the dobro and I'm playing the trumpet, but you're the head of NASA and I'm just the young guy that just started there, then suddenly we are going to have conversation that we would have never had otherwise. So through the use of this event, you can actually really modify the way that people reflect on their belonging to an institution, and also get the institution to again be more inclusive of other ideas, other individuals, and actually start to challenge them through the use of events. Mm-hmm. So event is a really good starting point for a dialogue and a conversation with this institution, and especially when it comes to events, you know, it is in general, you know, the young generation is often more entailed to go to a rock concert or to go and see, electro concert or mm-hmm. anything to do with music in general. And so to some extent, that musical aspect to me is quite important to bring in into the institution. But also if you look at it from a system point of view, mm-hmm. I think what is particularly interesting about the music industry is the system that they employ in order to kind of, you know, having one musician communicating with its audience. And that system, if you apply that to politics or if you apply that to the context of, you know, I don't know, the National Health Service, that's when it becomes interesting. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we are talking about there. It's about looking at each of these different disciplines, looking at the institution, the way it's currently set up, and kind of colliding methodology that come from other industry mm-hmm. into these places. Mm-hmm. And also getting these students to start looking at their role as not only as new leader and more diversified leader, because they all come from really different background. I mean, to give you an example, we had 250 applicants this year for the University of 2015-17 at the launch of the University of the Underground from 40 different nationality. Mm-hmm. So we hope that, of course, it's going to keep on growing. But the idea is that we really want to also bring in, new young audiences to, you know, to these places to actually like also form their own jobs, define new role for themselves, and obviously like kind of like bring in new and original. I mean, I don't like really this word of innovation, but perhaps a bit more innovative or unique perspective to the way that things are being done and things are being delivered.
Mm-hmm. What event was there that triggers you, that you find out, okay, this is works and this fits me very well?
I mean, I think, you know, I train in painting, but before that I was trying to become a GP, which luckily I didn't be a doctor, because otherwise I would have, I mean, I am a doctor, but just not in medicine. So, you know, it's probably better like that. But so so I started there. Then after I went in textile, which was a BA in textile. And actually I learned there, you know, to be very sensitive to mm-hmm. texture. And that's really important, because if you're thinking about future scenarios, you have to communicate to members of the public with texture, with an actual materiality. Mm-hmm. So even when after that I went in a master, which was called Design Interaction at the Royal College of Art. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting, because that curriculum was all about defining questions related to new technology and how they might evolve, and creating debate, place for debate mm-hmm. between this institution also and, you know, and member of the public. Yeah. And so there I started to look into, you know, new platform for debates. And then I was trained as a designer, but then I always been fascinated by theater. Yeah. So then I started to collide these two worlds together. And then I started to bring in Anton Artaud, Theater of Cruelty, together with Greek tragedy, together with science, together with film. We did and then that's kind of like grow into what I call the design of experiences, which is very much a discipline that a methodology even that is looking at, you know, how you can modify power structures inside institutions through the use of the events, and also at the same time modify the way that they communicate with members of the public. So that's what it is in a nutshell.
We are now in front of the venue where you, in a couple of minutes, give a talk.
Yes.
And
did that make sense? Because if I didn't to you, then it's going
totally
to be.
It made totally sense. But before you go on stage, do you have a certain ritual?
Do I have a certain ritual before I go on stage?
Before you go on stage.
Oh, that's a good question. What I do a few things here usually, but I can, like on the top of my head now I can't. I can't remember. I mean, usually I will often eat a banana or you know, I will stretch my leg and kind of like do all of this stretching. And then when I go, I just, yeah.
You just go.
I just go.
Okay, great.
But my phone is ringing.
Yeah, you have. We definitely have to go. Have to go in.
Yes. Hello. No. No, I think it's probably Frank, the guy that is in charge of the.
Yeah.
He's in there. Okay.
Nelly is now getting photographed.
Here you go. Yes. I was so excited to see you again.
Am I seeing you inside or?
Yeah. What I was wondering if I could walk with you to the stage.
And then
I record like your opening. Right.
Sure. I mean, but not more though.
No.
Frank, I'm in front of the entrance. They're with me. This is so, like, it's very unique what you're experiencing right now. I mean, you cannot see it because you're listening to it, but right now we are going backstage through the kitchen. It's all happening in here. It's all happening.
Hi.
Okay, what do you want me?
Normally, Rafael is here, but I don't see him right now.
We're going to take you away a little bit from the robots now, ladies and gentlemen, because we have the Willy Wonka of design and science.
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka, Roald Dahl stories, Shaggy and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka was a genius inventor of sweets, amazing sweets, so that must be what she's doing. She comes from France, she's a designer, she's a filmmaker, and she does it on the intersection, I've been told, of politics, science, theater, design, all that together. But I'm most interested in what she started recently, the University of the Underground. And that is on course to create disorder in academia. To do that here in Pieter de Zomer Aula, the most important aula of the University of Leuven, it's going to be interesting. So please, a warm welcome from France, Nelly Benhayoun.
That was a good start. Bonjour everyone, and I'm actually not coming from France, I was coming from California. So I'm like as jet lagged as it can be, but I'm so happy that, you know, we have this place that allow us to be you know, in one place at one time and then at another place at another time. This is working, that's it, yes. Okay, bonjour Leuven, bonjour, it's my first time actually speaking in Belgium. For real. So I've been speaking in a lot of places, but the first time in Belgium, so that's something. So a bit of a warning, but I guess there is perhaps some of you that speak French in the audience, so that wouldn't be too much of a panic. Is this my earring? Stop. Okay, maybe that. Is that better? So yeah, you probably have heard it. This accent of mine is very powerful, to say the least. So, I mean, we only have 30 minutes together. I'm very sorry to all of you because, you know, this is only the start of an absolute roller coaster. I'm going to go hyper fast. So for those of you that actually this accent makes no sense whatsoever right now, you better raise your hand in the air. So I will try and slow down, but I cannot promise anything. But I'm very sorry again that this is the case. Anyway, this is spaceviking.org, and that's the latest project. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. Thank you very much.
So much.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Thomas. Next to the Neo Marais show, we have a weekly newsletter called Neo Monday. We have the latest design conference news and updates on a digitalized world. You can sign up for Neo Monday on neomoir.com/subscribe. You can also follow the Neo Marais show on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Neo Marais. And if you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. It really helps others to find out about the show. Thanks for listening.